This episode contains audio from a recent YouTube live I did where I discuss which are the best ads for e-commerce. So if that's something you're interested in, keep listening to this audio. Welcome back to another video. I'm Troy with Idol Salons, and in this video, we'll be discussing which ads work best for e-commerce. If you're new here and you want more content related on how to your beauty brand, go ahead and like this video, also subscribe for more content. So basically what I'll be doing is going through the different ad objectives over at the Facebook Ads Manager to kind of give you a better idea of what they do and which ones are going to be best for e-commerce depending on your needs. So the first column is going to be awareness. So you have brand awareness and reach. These two objectives are basically going to get you the cheapest cost per 1,000 people shown. So basically you get cheap impressions. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean the person seeing the ad is going to do anything, but you do get a lot of people viewing your ad. But they won't necessarily take any action. And the ability to take action is the number one most important thing when serving your ads to any audience. You want an audience of active people who are likely to take action. The next column is going to be consideration. So you have traffic. Most people end up running traffic campaigns with e-commerce. The thing about the traffic objective is you get a low quality group of people. You get people who are likely to click on your ad, but they don't necessarily do anything once they get to your site. 9 times out of 10, you want someone to add a product to cart, initiate checkout, and purchase. But if they're only clicking on the ad and not even looking around, just literally clicking on ads, that's not going to be, you know, too effective for you if you're trying to get sales. Next is going to be engagement. So engagement is basically someone who's likely to like, comment, share, follow. So they have displayed these behaviors on Facebook or Instagram, and Facebook basically puts them into the category of an engager. Basically, these are all categories based on the actions that people actually take on Facebook. Next is going to be app install. So if for those of you who have apps and you're looking for installs, these people are likely to install the app. You have video views. These are people who are likely to view your video. Engagement and video views can be used in a strategy with your e-commerce ads. Depending on how you funnel your ads, maybe you would use engagement and video views to basically create a custom audience. Imagine if you have a video that's 1 minute and you run it as an ad and you retarget anyone who has viewed, let's say, 75% or more of your video. If someone has viewed 75% or more of your video, 9 times out of 10, they're interested in what it is that you have to offer. So basically, you could save those people and what's called a custom audience of someone, or video viewers, and basically retarget them later on. And I'll explain a little bit later once we get to the conversion side. Next is going to be Legion. So this is for anyone trying to generate leads, name, phone number, email. Messages are kind of similar. The only difference is this will open up a conversation in your messenger or in your DM. Then we have conversion. So conversion ads are basically the ads that you do want to run if you are an e-commerce store owner. The people within the conversion category have displayed the actions of someone that clicks on the ad, lands on a website, views a product, adds it to cart, initiates checkout, and purchase. But not always, but they have displayed that they do take action once they land on your website. Next is going to be catalog sales. Very similar, but your ad is just going to be a picture of your product from your catalog that you have linked to your store. So similar to conversions, you can run either or. Then you have store traffic. I've never used a store traffic ad, so I'm not necessarily going to speak on it. I'm just assuming if someone sees your ad and you're telling them to come in your store, once that phone reaches your physical location, it'll count as a offline conversion. So again, when you're running ads to your e-commerce store, you pretty much want to stick with conversions and catalog sales. If you're using advanced strategies, you also can use engagement and video views to build up warm audiences to then trickle down to this conversion objective. If you found this video helpful, useful, give me a thumbs up, like, comment, subscribe. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening to this episode. For those of you who are interested in learning more about how to run Facebook, Instagram ads that actually work for your business, go ahead and DM me on Instagram at iGrowSalons to learn more about my membership program, where you get a full-fledged course on how to run ads that actually work. We also meet once per week on Sundays, so you get my personalized help with any issues you may come across when running ads. Again, if you're interested in learning more about that, go ahead and DM me podcast on Instagram at iGrowSalons. Thanks for listening.